位弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning, everyone.
我们星期二刚刚从外地回来。
We just came back from Vancouver.
我们这一次呢，在外面待了差不多将近五个星期，将近差不多一个月。
So we've been gone for about a month to overseas.
我们有三个星期的时间在中国。
We spent almost 3 weeks in China.
我们想大家大概都知道，中国最近的情况也比较紧张。
So as you know, the Chinese situation is quite tight in terms of security-wise.
因为从他们新的宗教法二月一号颁布以来，就有很多新的规则来规范，特别是一些家庭的家庭教会。
Especially because of the put on the new religious law in China with a reference to tighten down on the house church movements. So people were wondering why we should go into China even these circumstances. So just like we sang a while ago,If the Lord with us, we shall not fear. So we praise the Lord for your prayers over this month. And we peacefully went in and peacefully came back. Although we faced some difficulties in between in China.
神最后都带领我们平安的脱离。
Nevertheless, God took us through in special protections.
所以我很高兴今天又在这里看到各位弟兄姊妹。
And so good to see all of you here today.
今天我要分享的题目是圣洁蒙爱的人。
And today I'd like to talk to you about the holiness and beloved people.
我们刚才已经读了哥罗西书三章十二到十四节。
And we just read Colossians 3,
12
to
14.
So we will not read again since we read it already.
在这段经文一开头他说，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人。
So in verse 12 says, you, since you are God's chosen people,And be holy and as a dearly beloved.
我们这些被神拣选的人是圣洁的，而且是蒙爱的。
So those of us are chosen by God are beloved.
圣洁的。
And holy.
所以我们是选民。
And we are the chosen people.
在旧约，选民是特别指犹太人。
In the Old Testament, the chosen people are related to Jews only.
神拣选了犹太人做他特别的子民。
And God chose the Israelites as his chosen vessel.
但是到了新约以后，我们每一个蒙召的，每一个重生得救的基督徒就是神的选民。
But in the New Testament, those are chosen are those who believe the Lord Jesus Christ as his chosen race and people.
我们现在有很多的这种选举啊，选秀的一些节目或者是一些活动在进行。
Now today we have a lot of elections for beauty, for talents, and all even for presidents. And of course, all those are being considered for election wants to be elected. Nobody wants to be a failed candidate. Now, if you're a Christian this morning, you are being elected, chosen one. And you've been chosen by God. And the motivation behind God's chosen you and I today are basically, He loved us. Because we know that from creation, God created people, and, but people, Adam and Eve, rebelled against him, fell into sin against God's law and God's rule.
圣经说得很清楚，神爱世人， 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And the Bible tells us clearly that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
他拣选了你我成为他的儿女。
So he chosen us to be his children.
不是因为我们很可爱，我们长得漂亮，或是我们很乖巧。
Not that we are lovely or we're nice or obedient people.
他拣选我们完全是出于他的爱。
And basically because he chosen us because of his love.
所以我们是蒙爱的人。
And we're being loved.
而且这里说，在英文说 dearly loved, 就是非常的受宠爱的人。
And English it says dearly loved by God.
另外呢，神拣选我们有一个目的。
And he chose us for a purpose.
他不是要我们去服侍他，为他卖劳力。
He just not chose not just to work and labor for him.
供他使唤，满足他的这种权利欲。
Satisfy his hunger for power or anything like that.
他拣选我们的目的是要使我们分别为圣，成为圣洁的人。
So he chose us to be separate, holy, and to be holy one before him.
他要把我们洗净，让我们变得无瑕无耻，成为他爱的对象。
And he chose us to be holy and also to be unblemished.
就是成为蒙他爱的人。
And so that we become his dearly blood people.
我小的时候，我有一个小学同学，我还记得他的名字就叫蒙爱。
And I remember I have an elementary friend, her name is Receive Love, Dearly Loved.
当时我觉得他的名字很奇怪，因为跟我们一般的女孩子的名字不太一样。
And I thought that time this name is very strange, unusual than others.
等我到了初中以后，我读到这段经文，我忽然明白了，因为我知道他母亲是一个基督徒，我忽然明白他的名字原来就是出于这一节经文。
So then, when I was in junior high, I read the Bible. Then I came to this verse. Then I know that because her mother was a Christian.
我现在觉得这是一个很美丽的名字。
And now I think this name is beautiful.
我这次在中国碰到一个传道人，他的女儿就叫蒙爱。
And I read recently met a friend in China whose daughter's name is Dearly Beloved.
所以被神洁净和蒙了神大爱的人，我们不只是接受神的爱。
So not only we're beloved and loved by God.
所以这里说，所以你们既然是，然后后面就要，就是说这中间有一个关系的。
So there's a condition in between being loved and being able to call beloved.
So in English, here there is an S. This S, God's chosen. This S is to say, as a God's chosen, is responsible.
The Bible tells us that God, as God's chosen people, there's condition behind that.
So we have to use life to demonstrate this holy, beloved identity.
So we must use our life to testify what this calling and beloved means. So when we talk about holiness, it's something very super, super holiness, super holy. Now the Bible tells us here, lists six conditions for being a holy and our precious people of God.
So today morning, we will discuss these 6 points. That is, compassion, grace, humility, gentleness, and patience.
So this morning, we'd like to consider six qualities of holiness people, meaning that they are tender, mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, and forgiveness.
So, in the past 30 years, 婚姻家庭的这种辅导还有培训的工作的时候，我常常用这一段经文来勉励那些夫妻。
So over the last 30 years, I've been doing counseling for family and couples. I use this verse to edify people.
因为婚姻是测试我们基督徒生命最好的一个检验场。
And wedding or marriage is a good testing ground for Christian virtue.
我记得马丁路德说过一句话。
I remember Martin Luther used to say,
他说有两种方式可以使人变得不那么自私。
So he says there are two ways to make people unselfish. And to be like Christ. One is to enter monasteries. One is to get married. So this Bible passage is, of course, for Christians. But this morning, I'd like to put that in the structure of marriage. And we want to find out what is the meaning behind this. The first one is merciful or compassion. And the book of Jude tells us that be merciful to those who are in doubt. And during that time, some people in the churches have doubts with respect to Christian faith. So the writer of Jude says, don't be kind of harsh on those who doubt, but to be merciful to those who doubt. So to be compassionate and passion is to show mercy to those who are weak and those who are needing sympathy.
有人这样子讲, 我有引言, 哈, 我们放出来, 哈, 那里说, 爱不是寻找一个完美的人, 而是学会用完美的眼光, 欣赏一个并不完美的人。
So here we have love is not seeking for a perfect person, but appreciate and imperfect person with a perfect vision.
所以怜悯呢,就是同情对方的软弱。
So to be compassionate is to sympathize those who are weak.
看到对方和自己一样都需要神的怜悯。
And basically see the other person just like yourself needing God's mercy.
你试着了解对方的挣扎,对方的失落。
You see the struggle and weakness of the person before you.
所以为什么我们结婚久了以后,我们常常就对我们的配偶失去这种同情心,怜悯心。
So no wonder why, as long as we marry for long, we lack this compassion toward our loved one.
一方面可能因为在恋爱的时候我们都想要讨对方的欢心，但是婚后呢，这种讨对方欢心这种动机就慢慢就淡了。
Because when we're are in engaging or when we're courting our loved one, we always try to please the other one, and then when the marriage comes afterwards, we do less and less.
反正人已经到手了。Because
we already gained what we wanted.
另外一个呢，还有另外还有一个原因就是，我们对配偶的认识越来越深，我们就对他的缺点认识的越来越多。In other words,
that as long we know our partner more and more, then we see more and more their shortcomings.
我们就会对他失去忍耐的心。And
then we lose patience toward our loved one. And we lose this compassionness toward our spouse. And then we set a very high standard for our spouse. So when they don't reach the standard, we set disappointment, we grouch, and we have complaints.
亲友在别人面前呢，说就是揭自己配偶的短处。
Sometimes we pick on our spouse before our relatives.
所以常常讲话呢带一些讽刺的意思。
Sometimes we bring insults to our spouse.
其实这样子做很划不来。
So this is not a good way of showing your kindness.
因为夫妻本来是一体的，你毁谤你的配偶，其实你就是在毁谤自己。
Because husband and wife is one body, if you hurt one, you're hurting yourself. You're hurting and tearing down your own marriage. And sometimes husband like to take jokes about their wife's cooking. And And then they would say, you know, my wife's cooking is nothing to be bragged about. Only those lousy airline food can be her equal.
所以另外有一个弟兄呢，他说他的妻子呢常常喜欢拿他的短处去在别人面前开玩笑。
And then one husband would like to pick jokes about his wife before his friends.
是他的太太喜欢挑他的丈夫的毛病。
Oh, the wife would like to pick on her husband.
他常常说他的丈夫很贪睡，譬如说是很早上不肯起来，还有很喜欢吃垃圾食物。
So she would pick on her husband that he likes to sleep late and also eat junk food.
他太太不在家的时候，他常就偷偷到外头去吃很多的汉堡啊、披萨。
And then when she's not around, the husband will go to junk food, McDonald's and Burger King's and all.
他可以，他太太出差一个礼拜，他就吃一个礼拜的垃圾食物。
So if the wife is over.On the work, and he would eat junk food all week long.
So, 那个弟兄的时候就会抗议他太太这样子讥笑他。
And then the husband rebelled against the wife.
然后太太说，我只是在开玩笑。
And then the wife says, "Okay, well, I was just kidding, don't you see?"
但是那个弟兄他觉得他有一种被伤害的感觉。
And the husband felt he was hurt.
因为他是在人家面前，他到处宣布，所以每一个人都知道他丈夫的短处。
And then because of this, people know her husband's shortcomings.
所以怜悯就是看到对方的软弱，然后愿意用一种同情的爱去遮盖他。
So compassion is to see the weakness of your partner and also have area to cover that weakness.
我们教会有一个姐妹，她的丈夫曾经失业了两年，没有工作，就是靠她一个人做护士来养活她。
So we know a couple, a wife, in our church, whose husband lost job for 2 years, and she would use this opportunity to cover for him.
所以她常常鼓励我们教会一些退休的弟兄呢，去约她的丈夫出来喝咖啡啊，聊天，或者是去打球，免得她太无聊。
So she would encourage other husbands to seek out the husband to play tennis or able to have coffee, to take some time to encourage him. So she would tell how he was very helpful around the house and do the work so she would not have to do them all by herself.So she knows how to protect his own self-image. So she would, as though using her opportunity to help him in the hidden areas. So even though she would encourage us to help him to do some volunteer work in missions. So even though she does this behind side, but she in public, she wants to help her husband gain his image. And this is compassion or tender mercy. The second area of beloved is to show kindness. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another. So kindness and compassion is together, seen together. So, compassion is a kind of attitude.
那么恩慈呢，就是出于怜悯的一个外在的行动。
So, kindness is an outward expression of that compassionate.
它可以是一个鼓励，一句鼓励的话，或者是拍在对方肩膀的一只手。
It's a way of encouragement. It's always patting someone in the back and encourage them.
即使在夫妻的日常生活里头，如果你用心的做，这个恩慈的许诺就是一个充满爱意的一个帮助，一种服侍。
So in marriage, kindness is a way of helping your partner.
所以在恩慈呢，就是超过你的责任去帮助一个人。
So kindness is go beyond your ways means to help another person.
在婚姻里头，就是你寻找机会去服侍你的配偶。
So in marriage is marriage is to find opportunity to serve your partner.
包括一些贴心的、很细小的服务。
And such as small things in life.
我们在中文里头，我们说结婚久了的夫妇，我们常称他们恩爱夫妻。
So in Chinese term, there's after people are married long, they say they have a compassionate and graceful love couple.
所以这个时候，这个恩哈已经放在爱的前面了。
So grace comes before love in this relationship.
因为当初呢，新婚燕尔的时候，那种浪漫的、激烈的那种爱情会慢慢的消退了。
Because the freshly married romantic kind of a love situation gradually fades as marriage grows longer and longer.
但经过许多年这个柴米油盐的生活以后，这种彼此以恩相待的成分就沉淀下来。
So after marriage for a long time, this gracefulness and this marriage of romance becomes a strong pillar and rock pillar.
所以我们做一个，譬如说一个做丈夫的，他看到他的妻子多年来照顾家务、照料孩子的改变。
So you can see that the husband can see the how the wife look, work, help, and also see the children growth.
这个太太呢，也许她腰也变得粗了，声音也大了，她的青春的那个面貌也变得憔悴了。
And then his wife's body has changed and the voices become louder and louder and then the face become wan and sallow. And my husband understands the situation, his wife's voice become louder and louder. So we understand also the husbands also through the years of helping and growing the family needs and then find its results. So over the years, his tummy bigger, beginning bigger and bigger, his beard becomes white and also his back is not as strengthened as before. So now the two married couple going to the life walk of life. So now this kind of love become a graceful love. And this is kind of love that needs to be accumulated, graceful love. There's a book called On Marriage by Judson Swarthart.
他说，这个还没有中文的翻译哈。他的书名的意思就是如何像对待朋友那样对待你的家人。
So the book is called How to Treat Your Family as Well as You Treat Your Friends.
所以显然，很多时候我们对待外人比对我们自己的配偶要好得多。
Now, sometimes we treat the others people better than treat our partners. And sometimes we spend more time with others than with our own spouse. And also, if you look at 1 Corinthians 13, the Bible tells us the love chapter, it says love is not seeking self-interest. Now, what do we search for?
是求别人的益处，包括我们配偶的益处。
And we search for the interests of our partner, our loved one.
我们要观察，我们要研究配偶最喜欢的，他最能够感觉到爱的是什么。
And we want to find out what is the most desired thing in our partner's life.
然后我们就满足他。
And we can satisfy them.
这就是恩慈。
And that is compassionate. That is kindness.
第三点是谦虚。
The third area is called humility.
腓立比书二章三节那里告诉我们说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
So in Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of the selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves.
所以谦虚就是承认自己的软弱。
So humility is basically recognize your own weakness.
看自己合乎中道。
And seek yourself and basically to be soberly on yourself.
看丈夫或者是妻子比自己强。
And seek your husband, your wife better than your own.
我有一次在讲座的时候做一个调查。
One time I made a survey in my talk.
我就说，在你们的婚姻生活里头，从来没有一个时刻你会对你的配偶生一种轻视的心的人，请举手。
And I ask whether anybody in the audience have never doubted about their relationship to each other or to despise or contempt of their marriage.
这么多年只有一个人举过手。
And over the years, only one person raised their hand.
我们常常喜欢把我们的配偶跟别人比。
A lot of times we want to compare our partner with somebody else.
我们常一比，我们的配偶就给比下去了。
Because once we compare, our partner falls short.
为什么？因为我们总是拿比他好的跟他比。
Because we will always wonder, compare someone is better than him or her.
但谦虚让我们看到我们自己有很多的缺点。
And humility also sees our own self as a lot of shortcomings.
我常常想到说，我的配偶要接受我、接纳我的缺点的地方，可能远远超过我需要接纳他的地方。
You know, a lot of times we fall short, we want to find out the more acceptance from our partner than we can find out from our own. We come short of our shortcomings. So one author says, marriage is a mutual respect in each other.
So from my 自己结婚将近40年的经验，我分享一个秘诀。
So in my 40th anniversary or marriage, we like to share some secrets of life.
就是每一个男人，每一个丈夫都有一种无可救药的自尊心。
And all men, all husband has a self-respect in mind.
他们尤其需要妻子的肯定跟尊重。
And they need a recognition of their wife of that self-respect.
来满足他那个男性的自尊。
To satisfy that male ego.
因为神要男人在家里头做头。
Because the Bible tells us the husband is head of the home.
既然做头就要有人尊重他。
So since he's the head, he must be respected at home.
同样的，做丈夫的也应该在孩子跟外人的面前保护自己的妻子。
And likewise, husband must respect and also to protect their own wives.
不要容许任何人或是你自己的孩子对你的妻子有任何不尊敬的态度。
And do not let anybody or children denigrate your wife.
也不能因为妻子的社会经验或者是学历各方面不如你，你就轻视她。
Or never to disrespect of your wife because of her lack of education or job and opportunities.
所以每一个人都渴望别人的敬重。
So all of us need to be respect, seek respect and honor before people.
即使我们的配偶看来好像没有什么特别值得敬重的地方。
So even though we do not see that much honor in our spouses,
我们要学会把我们的焦点从他的缺点转向他的优点。
But we need to find their weakness, turn that into the strength and honor.
学习欣赏神给他的一些特别的地方。
And honor that special area of his life and for the glory of God.
这样我们就能够感激我们的配偶。
Then we really appreciate our partner.
在英文里头，这个字 appreciate 这个字啊，它有两个意义。
The word appreciation in English has two meanings.
一个是感激。
One is to appreciate and also to thankful.
另外一个呢，就是提高它的价值。
And the other one is raise its value.
所以就好像房地产一样，我们说一个。说你们 Santa Barbara 的房地产，这个是事实啊，总是在升值。这个升值就是 appreciate。
And also, this term is used in real estate, just like in Santa Barbara. Your real estate is always growing up faster than others.
因为大家都欣赏它，都喜欢它。
Because everybody appreciate and enjoy this area.
毕竟这是一个非常美丽的城市。
And of course, this area is beautiful and a good place to stay.
当我们欣赏我们的配偶的时候，我们就提高了它的价值。
When we admire, when we enjoy the partner, that relationship, that person's value raises up. Likewise, when the person is not appreciated, they will feel their value being devalued.
Depreciation.
Just like in a certain real estate area,The land or the situation of property depreciated because nobody wants it anymore. So respect is some gift we can give to every Christian, especially to our spouses, and thank them for it, and enjoy and admire them. So that's way you raise the value of that person.And the fourth area is called the gentleness.
雅各三章十三节，我们一起来念好不好？雅各书三章十三节，我们念中文的哈，来，一二三。
你们中间
是
有智慧，有见识的，他坐在
上，所以这里讲到善行是什么
？And it talks about the behavior or good deeds.
是温柔的。
And that is kindness or wisdom. Use gentleness to express its goodness and wisdom. And those who with the wisdom and kindness are the gentle people. And the gentleness is to be able to deal with the feeling and emotions. And gentleness has a very powerful tool. And even Lao Tzu, the philosopher, says the weakness becomes strength as steel.
好像暴风雨过了以后，你看看倒下来的常是个大树，那些小草很柔软的小草都屹立不摇动的。
Just like in a big storm, you see the big trees fall, but those little grass in the yard does not fall.
所以温柔能够打动一个最刚硬的心。
So gentleness can defeat the strength of a steel.Of course, gentleness requires of this modesty. But the gentleness can move and also to defeat the those who are in strength. Gentleness are people being tamed by God.
我记得我的婆婆她就是一个很温柔的一个妻子。
I remember my mother-in-law who was a very kind and a gentle person.
我看过她说过最重的一句反对我公公的话。
I only heard one sentence that she has some sort of reservation about her husband.
她从来不在孩子面前直接的来反对他。
She never expressed a displeasure before her husband and before her children.
听过他说最重就是说，哎呀，我爸这咋好呢
？And the only displeasure I heard was is she says, "Daddy, how can this be?"
然后我公公就会说，那我妈您看咋好？您看咋好
？Then the father-in-law would say, "Well, now how would you do? How would you say instead?"
所以结果我发现哈，他们家的事情大部分都是他妈妈在做。
And most likely, the most important issues are decided by the mother-in-law. And she's a woman of wisdom.
发觉我公公对他唯命是从。
And then, as a result, the father-in-law respect and honor, also honor, the mother-in-law.
所以温柔温柔的相反就是急躁粗暴。
And the opposite of gentleness is hurry and also being unwilling to wait.
所以要记得我们的配偶也有自尊心，而且像瓷器那样子容易破碎。
Remember, our partner is sometimes weak and also sometimes as fragile as a pottery.
有一次我回家跟我的先生说，我说我教主日学的那个成人主日学的学生来跟我讲说，我很喜欢听你讲道，听你上课，因为你的声音很温柔。
And one time, student of hers came to talk to her. She says, "I like your talk and also how you talk and teach."
然后我先生听了就说，温柔，那你叫他来问我。
And then my wife says, "Kindness, let her talk to my husband about her gentleness."
所以神告诉女人说，你必须恋慕你的丈夫。
And the Bible tells us that the wife should able to respect and honor husband.
我在婚姻辅导的时候，我就发现很多美满的婚姻都是妻子非常温柔的。
And most of the study I made about husband-wife relationships are those wives are basically gentleness, gentle.
然后很多家庭闹矛盾的，甚至要离婚的家庭，常常是夫妻一方或是双方都很强势的。
And then most of the time with a troubled marriage or divorced marriages are one partner is very strong, over strong.
他们缺乏一种温柔的美德。
And they lack the gentleness in their marriage.
第五点就是忍耐。
And the fifth area we need to consider is patience.
希伯来书告诉我们说，你们必须忍耐，使你们你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
Hebrews 10:36 says, "You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised."
婚姻是考验一个人忍耐最好的地方。
You know, marriage is areas where we test our patience.
在希腊文里头的这个这里的这个忍耐，它有一个意思，就是在不愉快的状况下你忍住怒气。
And the Greek word for patience is that is able to endure unpleasantness circumstances.
我们结婚久的人就可以知道，在婚姻里头有太多不愉快的情况发生。
And those of us married long, we know that many things are unpleasant in our marriages.
你的配偶有太多你没有办法改变的一些短处。
Our spouse has many areas where we can have no control of.
那么怎么办？你只能忍耐。
And what do you do? The basic thing is to be endure patience.
如果你不忍耐的话，就会有不断的争执，不断的改造。
Otherwise, you will have endless quarrels, endless fights.
结果你的家就可能硝烟不断，炮火隆隆，就充满了这个战争的味道。
Or your family will be filled with gunpowder and also wars of words and actions.
所以，每一桩的婚姻都会有走到低谷的时候。
All the marriages will have one time when they're going to the death valley.
所以婚姻就是当患难来临的时候，当人生的暴风雨把两个人折磨得精疲力尽的时候。
So when the difficulty comes and when the storm comes in our life,
这个时候就必须夫妻呢互相的忍耐，互相的扶持，然后一起咬着牙撑过这个难关。
And that's when the husband and wife together must endure all the hardship, difficulties, and then able to be patiently wait for one another.
有一个新娘在她的这个婚前的送礼会上。
And one girl in her bridal party, shower party, she expressed this.
她分享她的老祖母，她的奶奶，对这个孙女的劝告。
And she remembered what her grandmother told her about the marriage.
她的祖母告诉她说，维持幸福的婚姻有十大要素。
And her grandmother says that there are 10 important things to remember for a healthy marriage.
我们现在从第十号来看，我们来学那个 nightlight 哈，不是学那个我们从第十来，十大要素，第一个是忍耐。
So the top 10 healthy marriage is patience, number 10.
第九个是恩慈。
And number 9 is kindness.
然后第八个，忍耐。
8th is patience.
第七个是沟通。
7th is communication.
第六个是忍耐。
And 6th is patience.
第五个是体贴，关心。
5th is caring.
第四个是忍耐。
4th is also patience.
第三个是忍耐。
Number 3, patience.
第二个是爱心。
2nd is loving.
然后第一个是忍耐。
Number 1 is patience again.
也谢谢你们的忍耐哈。
Thank you for your patience now.
所以呢，忍耐也包括等候。
So patience also talking about require waiting.
我们人生中间有许多的事情是需要花时间的，是进不来的。
Now, a lot of time in our life, we require time to think about.
是包括一个人的成长、成熟。
And also covering one's maturity.
包括一个坏习惯的戒除和一个好习惯的培养。
Also dealing with the bad habits and also forming a new habit.
所以呢，忍耐的相反就是你拒绝等候。
So the opposite of patience is to deal with the hurriedness or impulsiveness.
拒绝给对方一个机会。
And impulsiveness refuse give the patience opportunity.
忍耐呢，就是接受你没有办法改变的事实。
So patience is able to accept the area where you cannot change.
放弃改变对方的念头。
And basically giving up, try to change the opposite of a partner.
忍耐对方的短处、缺点带给你的不方便。
And patience is able to find out the shortcoming, the inconveniences that may bring.
忍耐就是建立在相信神会帮助我们解决问题的这个基础上。
So basically, patience is able to understand God's way of solving our fundamental problems.
相信神不偏待人，他一定会让你的忍耐有一个结果。
So the belief that God is impartial and that the God will deal with our patience with the result.
我很喜欢英文哈，忍耐这个字是这个 long suffering.
And the word patience in English is another word called long suffering.
所以不是短期的受苦，而是长期的。
It's not a short suffering, but long suffering for good.
你坚持下去是因为你的爱。
And you endure that because of your love.
最后呢，就是饶恕。
And the last one is forgiveness.
所以在十三节我们刚才读的说，如果这人与那人有嫌隙，要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
And verse 13 says, Bear with one another and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive us as the Lord forgave you.
所以宽容就是容忍别人的伤害。
And able to forgive is to endure someone's shortcomings.
忍受别人的冷落或是疏忽。
And endure someone's displeasure or disparities.
所以这个这里的这个嫌隙哈，它就是指夫妻之间那种疙疙瘩瘩，一些多年来累积的一些包袱。
So the grievance talk about against one another is like in the husband and wife, they have many displeasures accumulated over the years.
所以有一句话说我们。不是面对面的，我们是肩并肩的。
So marriage is not the face to face, but also is basically side by side relationship.
我们的队友不是我们的配偶，不是我们的对手。
And we said that our partner is not our foe.
我们的配偶是我们的战场上的伙伴。
And our partner is basically our warrior partners in the war.
所以我们不是跟对手对着干，而是。而是呢，我们要同甘共苦，彼此担当。
So basically, we do not fight with our partners, but where we stand up together, facing life together.
C.S. Lewis 说过一句话，我觉得很有意思。
And C.S. Lewis says something like this.
他说，饶恕超越了人类的公义感。饶恕是原谅那些让人无可原谅的事。
So he says that in the, here says, forgiveness is above or beyond human justice. It's to forgive the unforgivable.
所以饶恕是一个选择。
So forgiveness is a choice.
不是说我想不想饶恕，而是说我该不该饶恕。
It's not whether I want or not, but whether we should forgive or not.
因为照着人的本性，我们是不愿意饶恕的。
And by human nature, we do not want to forgive.
这时我们就需要用意志。
And that's why we need our will to forgive.
当然有时候伤害太大，这种饶恕做起来是格外的困难。
So, but because sometimes sin is too great is to forgive, this requires something else.
需要更长的时间。
And require more time.
当然，饶恕要是很不容易的，因为我们要承担我们饶恕别人的这个代价。
So, because forgiveness is difficulty, because we have undertake that the forgiveness, the burden behind, left behind.
但是主耶稣是我们最好的榜样。
But the Lord Jesus Christ is our best example.
他和我们中间有很多的嫌隙。
So he has a lot of 嫌隙是什么？Oh yeah, he has a lot of he has given us a lot of grievance to think about. Because we sinned against him. And he forgave us. And remember we had a neighbor some time ago, the wife. And she told us that the her husband had an affair.
她的丈夫呢，跟他们的孩子的小提琴的老师谈恋爱了。
So what happened was the husband had an affair with their child's piano teacher.
Violin,
a music teacher.
所以呢，她就告诉，她每一次来跟我讲，她就一直哭，一直哭。
So every time she talked about about this, she would tear up and cry.
她告诉我说，她不想离婚。因为她还是爱她的丈夫，而且她不愿意她不愿意伤害她的孩子。
So she says, even though it's hard, she does not want to divorce because for sake of children and because the child is small.
对，我那时候劝她，我说，那如果你不愿意离婚的话，那你就要饶恕她，你要跟她谈，你要接纳她，然后告诉她，你不愿意离婚，你要守住这个家。
So I told her that since you do not want to divorce, you have to tell him that you forgive him also for the sake of family and also that you still love him.
但是她说我不能饶恕他。
And she says, I cannot forgive him.
我说饶恕现在是唯一的你能够做的，不然你怎么办？你天天哭，还是守住这个家？
Because I said the forgiveness is only medicine now you can do, otherwise you cry every day for without endless.
后来她终于决定要饶恕她的丈夫。
So one day she decided to forgive him.
她开始对她的丈夫好，就是不再像以前拒绝跟他说话。
So she became nice and talked to him and breaking the silence before.
后来她的丈夫就终于回过头来，就是跟那个女的断绝了关系。
So finally the husband broke relationship with the piano teacher.
他们的关系他们的家庭守住了。
So this way, the family was saved.
饶恕是不容易的。
So forgiveness is not an easy task.
因为饶恕也包括了对方需要悔改，需要认罪，特别是我们基督徒。
So forgiveness involves that partner and opposite person needs to be forgiven, also change.
神也饶恕了我们，但是我们自己要悔改。
And God forgive us, but we have to repent first.
因为时间的缘故，我们就到结论。Now, 我要提到一句话。
Now, as a conclusion, we want to say something, one sentence here.
在我们读的最后一节经文，那里说，在这一切之外，要存着爱心。
Here on verse 14, it says, and overall, those virtues put on love.
所以在这个一切就是我们刚才提出的六点。
And that above all, these all are those six virtues we talked about.
只有这些美德还不够，最重要的，他这里说要穿上这个爱，在英文的 put on, 你要穿上爱。
And all these six virtues are not enough, but rather you must put on love.
你知道爱好像一个强力胶，能够把一对夫妇、把一个家庭连在一起。
You know, love like a strong glue that the glue stick together the husband, wife, and family together.
特别是这种舍己的爱，哈，是从神来的，是神的本性。
And this selfless love is from God.
因为圣经上说，神就是爱，他不得不爱。
Because the Bible tells us that God is love. He cannot but love.
所以如果神不爱我们，就违反他的本性，神就不存在了。
So if that God does not love, then he ceases to exist.
所以保罗彼得鼓励我们说，我们要与他的性情有份。
So Peter tells us that we may participate in the divine nature of God.
所以在基督里头成熟的人，我们就与神的爱有份。
So in Christ, we put on the patience and so that to be participate with God.
我们就把这个爱延伸出去，去满足别人的需要，特别是我们配偶的需要。
So we extend His love in us so that we can satisfy the needs of our spouse.
有一次有一位作者他这样子讲，他说成熟的爱哈，一开始的时候是你接受的多，然后呢你付出的少。
And the writer says, marriage is like when you begin, you receive a lot, then you take in.
但是当这个爱慢慢成长的成熟的时候呢，你就到最后你情愿，你甘心的付出全部而不求回报。
And as the marriage love continues growth, you begin to lovingly express more, to giving all out and expecting nothing in return.
所以这个天平就随着你的成熟。
So this scale balance basically outweighs that eventually will level off. And eventually turn around. So verse 14 again says the love binds them all together in a perfect unity. So this is to say that all the virtues we talk about, only love can kind of string them all together.
爱好像一根线，就把那些美德、那些珍珠，把它穿成一个项链。
So love is like a string that will tie up all the virtues we talked about into a good strong chain.
所以爱是我们生命中一个最重要的品格。
So love is the most important virtue in our life. So if we do not have love, then we cannot practice all these virtues we talked about. So almost every virtue, just like gold and precious jewelry, must tie in by love.
有一次有位牧师他讲完道以后呢，他就发给他们的会众每一个人一个小的
So a pastor talked about this verse. After preaching, he gave everyone a small wooden cross. He says, put this cross in the room where you do most of the fighting. So inviting them that the love of Christ best expressed in the cross. And in writing that this kind of selfless agape love, Christ died for us. And then after the church, one sister came to the pastor. And the lady said, give me five crosses, then will be enough for each room. They fight in every room they have in the house. So today we have no crosses for you. But we hope and pray that these Bible verses we talked about will bring encouragement and help to your marriage as love. That we emulate and copy the love of Christ in the agape love. Not seeking our own love and interest. This agape love is the closest This agape or selfless love is most closer to God's love.
这种爱就是说，即使你不配，即使你不爱我，我仍然爱你。
This selfless love says, even though you do not love me, but I still love you nevertheless.
这种爱，这种 agape 的爱，能够穿越千山万水，能够克服道路上的各样的艰难。
And this kind of love can endure all sorts of difficulties and then last eternally. And this kind of love that God loves us. Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，今天在这里，你用你自己宝贵的话语提醒我们，说我们是圣洁蒙爱的人，因为你自己是圣洁的，你是满有慈爱的，你选召了我们，你要我们变成像你那样子的圣洁，像你那样子的完全，而且像你那样子充满了爱。天父也谢谢你，主要你给我们一些法则，一些实际的可行的一些指责，一些规则，让我们晓得应当怎么样行。而天父最重要的，求你把你那种无私的爱，那种舍己的爱充满我们，因为我们人都是自私的，我们只想到自己的好处，当我们的好处受到威胁的时候，我们的这个爱就有了缺口。但是天父，求你帮助我们，让我们效法基督的爱。我们如此的背叛基督，但是他仍然为我们钉在十字架上。主啊，同样的，不管我们的配偶怎么样的亏负我们，怎么样在各样的小事上、大事上使我们不愉快，主啊，但是也求你常常给我们这样子的怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心，而且常常想到的你基督的十字架，主啊，也是充满了饶恕的，充满了大爱的，因为这种联络权德的爱常常充满我们的心。我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，
阿门。